The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 48 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, live and in studio, Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We have a lot to cover with the Spurs' very close loss, 112-111 to the Memphis Grizzlies. However, we're still sitting in the play-in position after that loss. We're sitting at the 10th seed right now in the play-in game. So, you know, that game was really close up until the very end, and Keldon Johnson had the opportunity to put the Spurs to victory. Great play call by Pop, and he just missed it. But I think there's more to the story. Drew and I have talked about it quite a bit, but I thought there should have been a foul called. And watching the replay, I thought there should have been a foul called. But I know Keldon was frustrated with not making the shot, but I was frustrated with the officials not calling that, but I know as a competitor, you want to do that and you want to put it in the bucket. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, it was a good game. The Grizzlies were actually up by 17 at one point, but the Spurs made a great comeback. But Keldon Johnson just missed it with the unlucky roll. But I really thought there was a foul call. But I think we played a good basketball game. We just lost on a Keldon Johnson missed layup.
Yeah, and, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies coach, who actually was a former G League coach for the Spurs, Taylor Jenkins, he said, man, that was a tough play. What a brilliant play call by Popovich. He said they knew exactly what they wanted and got a shot right at the rim, just didn't get it to go in. So he knows they got away with one. He's a former Spurs guy, so, you know, he knows what Popovich is all about. He even said that about how he has a tough time going matching wits with Popovich just because of his legendary status. But anyway, Spurs came up short, but we're still in the playoff picture for the play-in game. Right now sitting at the 10th seed with six games remaining in the season. So it's coming down to the very end to get that play-in spot for the Spurs or fall into the draft lottery. Either way, but six games remaining for this rebuild project. All right, let's get to the next segment of our show, the top two, bottom two. Drew, who were your top two for the game against Memphis?
So my first top two, I've got DeJounte Murray scoring 30 points, ties his career high of last game, 66 points in his last two games. He scored 33 points, 3 assists, 13 rebounds. He made 6 threes in 9 attempts, and he shot 12 of 20 from the field in 38 minutes. What a back-to-back showing from DeJounte Murray. My second top two, I've got Devin Vassell. He scored 19 points. He shot 3 of 8 from the three-point line and 7 of 14 from the field in 34 minutes of play. That is my top two.
Yeah, and the only interesting thing to me about that is DeJounte Murray getting his career high in points in back-to-back games. Do you think he's feeling the play-in fever?
Yeah, he really wants to make it. As he said a couple weeks ago, he said, I'm going to fight, and he's fighting, and he wants to be in the play-in.
Yeah, and you made the comment to me about during the game about DeJounte looking like a sharpshooter. 6 of 9 from three-point land, that's awesome. You can tell he's got the competitive drive and wants to get the Spurs there, and he's doing the things it takes to do it. Drew had the same top two as me. I also had DeJounte and Devin, and he read the stats. So we'll move on to our bottom two. Drew, who are your bottom two from the close loss to Memphis?
All right, so my first bottom two, I've got Lonnie Walker. He scored 6 points. He shot 20% from three. He had 3 assists, 1 rebound, and he just struggled. It was his first game in 12 games, so I think he'll be back. So just a little bit of struggling from Lonnie Walker. My second bottom two, I've got Jock Landale. He didn't play much, but he only scored 0 points and 1 rebound, and he shot 0-1 from the field in 4 minutes. Those are my two bottom two players.
Okay. I had Josh Primo as number one. He was 0 of 2 shooting, 0 of 1 from three-point land, 0 points. He was the starter, only got 15 minutes, and I think that was limited a little bit by the emergence of Josh Richardson and Trey Jones. Those guys kind of got the lion's share of what Primo's minutes were after the start. It's still, I'm glad to see Primo getting the starts and contributing and getting thrown in the fire. And then the Spurs being able to pull a guy off the bench that's a veteran like Josh Richardson. I think that's working out well for them, and I like what Pop is doing there. So, but, yeah, my bottom two were Primo and Landale. And, you know, Jock, he's just that inconsistency of him having great outings and then kind of backing it up with a clunker here and there. But big Jock Landale fan. And I think he needs to get minutes and he needs to be on the floor. But, you know, that night it just wasn't his night. All right, the next segment of our show is called The Question of the Day. Remember, you can always email your questions to spurspodcast99@gmail.com or you can text your questions to 512-540-1626. Jose from Gonzales, Texas, here's what he wrote. He said, "Go Spurs, go. I've heard you guys talk about the play-in game or a draft pick. My question for you guys is, what if we do make the play-in game? How many slots lower would our draft pick actually be if we make the play-in game?" Drew, do you want to take that one?
You take it.
Okay. Yeah, I did some research on this prior to the show. Here's the deal. If we make the play-in game, it's kind of interesting because it really has less of an effect than what we originally thought as far as you make the play-in game and then out of the draft lottery. Well, kind of like last year is a prime example. We made the play-in game, lost it, and we ended up tied with the same record as the Charlotte Hornets. You're still in the draft lottery. So like if we make the play-in game and happen to lose that game, we still fall wherever that slot for our record goes. So in other words, say, for example, we tie with the Lakers, okay? We already own that tiebreaker, but we have the same record. So in the draft lottery, if we say, for example, we make the play-in game and happen to lose it, then we go into a coin flip with the Lakers for that draft pick. That still puts us in the top 10 draft pick, making the play-in game and then losing it. Now, another scenario is we make the play-in game and then we win it. All right, that puts us in that matchup with the two other teams from that bracket. So we could still even win the play-in game and then lose that second game to not get us in the playoffs, and we still go into the draft lottery. So if you're following me, we can still make the play-in game, and our record still puts us in that draft lottery if we either lose that play-in game, win that play-in game, and then lose the next one. This is where we start significantly not falling as much in the draft lottery is if we win the play-in game, then win the second play-in game, now we're in the playoffs and we're in a playoff series in a best of, yeah. What is it? Best of five seven. Series, best of seven series. And so we'll be in the playoffs and now we're not in the draft lottery. So really making the play-in game really isn't going to do much for us in our draft pick standings other than drop us a slot further. But even if we're tied with the Lakers, that still puts us in a coin flip scenario if we lose. So, great question, Jose, and I hope I covered it, to yours and the audience satisfaction. But, so that playing game, it's really a big push for Spurs fans to get in there because it's not necessarily going to make a huge difference of where our draft pick is. Maybe one slot or two slots different. But like last year, we finished in the playing game, lost it, and then ended up tied with Charlotte, had the coin flip, lost the coin flip, and still had the 12th pick in the draft. So we could still feasibly be a top 10 pick with the way our record sits right now and make the playing game. So we want to make the playing game as the bottom line, and we'll still get a pretty good draft pick out of it. All right. So the next part of our show is called This Day in Spurs History, and I had it for this episode. My this day in Spurs history was March 30th, 1985. The Spurs, in that game, they traveled to L.A. to play the Clippers. Spurs ended up winning 126-115. That brought the Spurs record to 500 that season. They were 38-38 overall. leading scorers for the Spurs that night. Mike Mitchell had 32 points. What a great outing for him. Alvin Robertson was second leading scorer. He had 21 points. He also chipped in with 7 assists and 6 rebounds. So for those of y'all that don't know Alvin Robertson, that's the closest comparison of what I'm seeing from the point guard with DeJounte Murray as far as being a triple threat for rebounds and assists. Alvin Robertson also was a big steal guy. But anyway, also our third leading scorer, the A-Train, Artis Gilmore, had 19.7 boards. We also had another guy, Gene Banks, came in, and he was a double-figure scorer for the Spurs. He had 15 points. Jeff Cook, a big post from Idaho, he was 13 points, 10 boards. And lastly, Johnny Moore, this was a great passing night for him. He had 15 assists and 13 points. Johnny Moore was awesome in his time with the San Antonio Spurs. And ladies and gentlemen, that is This Day in Spurs History from March 30th, 1985. All right, now we're going to preview our upcoming game. It's a very favorable matchup for the San Antonio Spurs as the Portland Trail Blazers come into town. And if you remember correctly, just a few games ago, we beat Portland by like 36 points or something, 37 points, something like that. But anyway, the Portland Trail Blazers coming to San Antonio. It's Friday night, April 1st. 7:30 p.m., April Fool's matchup. Drew, what can you tell us about Portland?
Yep, we're facing the Portland Trail Blazers. The Portland Trail Blazers have a lot of injuries. They're missing Nurkic, who's out, Anthony Simons, who's out, Josh Hart, who's out, Eric Bledsoe, who's out, Justice Winslow, who's out. They are really injury-heavy, and also Damian Lillard's out for the year. And they are 1-9 in their last 10 games, and they have a 5-game losing streak, which is the worst in the NBA. The Trailblazers really might be the worst team in the NBA as of right now because they're basically just hoping for a top-5 pick now.
Yeah, and record-wise, you know, that's a good point that Drew brings up about them being the worst team in the NBA right now is they're tanking legit full-on tank right now, and they're sitting at 27-49, which is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see. We got, yeah, 6th worst record, but they're dropping quick. They're trying to catch Indiana on that tankathon series, but yeah, Portland's definitely playing for a draft pick is what it seems like. So good news is we've got a back-to-back with them. We're playing Friday night and on Sunday. So Drew, tell us, who is your player to go off and what is your prediction for this game?
All right, so my player to go off, I'm gonna go with Zach Collins against his former team. I think he will have a good game, and I think he will play a lot because I think this game might be a blowout. And as of that, I think my prediction for this game is I think we're going to beat the Portland Trail Blazers by 27 points tonight. I think it'll be a blowout, and we will have some fun watching that game.
Yes, sir. Going to be a good one for the Spurs tonight. And let's talk about this for a second. We got a big blowout for the Spurs on Drew's. My player to go off is I had one, and I'm changing it last second just because I know sometimes we get spoiled with what DeJounte Murray does, but I think he's a man on fire right now, and so that's going to be my player to go off. DeJounte Murray is really wanting to take the team on his back and take us to that playing game. I know it means a lot to him and a lot to the San Antonio Spurs Nation, so that's going to be my player to go off. I originally had Keldon, but just because I thought he was going to be fired up after his last game of missing that last second shot. But I'm going to go with DeJounte. I also have a huge blowout for the Spurs. I think we're going to win by 21. And I think we're going to really solidify ourselves into that play-in picture. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up because this whole play-in game is going to create a lot of fun and excitement. And it'll match us up with a team that we've beat 3 times this year, if we can get in there and we get the Pelicans, who last time we just tore them apart in New Orleans. So, should be a lot of fun. All right. That brings us to the close of the Spur of the Moment podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We will hit this episode tonight, immediately after the Spurs play the Portland Trail Blazers. So, we'll have that episode up Friday night. I know we were a little bit behind, but proud dad moment. I was watching Drew play baseball last night, and he's a heck of a baseball player. And I watched him and his team win 11-1, and Drew had one of the best hits in the entire game and really had some good at-bats. So that's where I was. Drew, what are your thoughts about your game last night?
Yeah, it was a good game. We won by 10 runs. It was such a good game. Dominated 10-run rule. So what a good game.
Yeah, it was fun. And Drew's a great little ball player. So that's why we're a little delayed on getting this one out. But he's here, and Friday night is going to be here, and we're going to have fun doing this episode after we obliterate the Trailblazers. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Drew, take us home, please, sir.
Yes, thank you for joining us, everybody. And as always, go Spurs, go!
Yes, sir.